Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank all of you for being here. In October of 2024, I had the incredible honor of assuming the role of Mayor of Buffalo, the greatest professional honor that I have known. However, our city at that time was facing significant challenges. We were confronting a major year-end deficit from the prior fiscal year, a significant mid-year shortfall, and a long-standing structural deficit. We were dealing with aging infrastructure and years of deferred investment that were being felt in neighborhoods across the city of Buffalo. There was a lack of accountability and transparency in this building. We were not customer friendly, and there was a lack of trust between the men and women of our police department and the public. Federal funding was at risk, and difficult decisions had to be made quickly to stabilize city operations and to protect essential services and our most vulnerable residents. These were not theoretical challenges. These were real, tangible, urgent issues that demanded immediate action. One of the first priorities we had was restoring fiscal stability, and upon a comprehensive analysis of our actual financial condition, we discovered a shortfall of $31 million from the prior fiscal year, a current year $17 million projected shortfall, and an anticipated $70 million deficit for the following year. We immediately froze spending, directed departments to cut 10% across the board, achieving $10 million in savings. We achieved $16 million in savings through vacancy control measures and used more efficient management to save an additional $5 million. Those actions turned a projected $17 million shortfall in the 24-25 budget to a projected $1 million surplus, and had we not realized $15 million in unanticipated legal settlements, we would have realized a surplus. For the 2025 financial year, we reduced spending by cutting $30 million out of the budget. We implemented a modest 8% tax increase, resulting in an additional $14 million in revenue. And we worked with our partners at the state legislature to enact a hotel occupancy tax, resulting in $3.5 million additionally in revenue. Then, despite tremendous criticism, we successfully established the Buffalo Parking and Mobility Authority. There were those who didn't believe in this plan and questioned the revenues that we included in our budget. But I'm happy to announce that the appraisals of the ramps have resulted in a valuation of nearly $47 million. That's $7 million more than the projected revenue, with room to grow based on potential increases in operating revenues at those ramps. We restructured the city's American Rescue Plan and protected millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, that were at risk of being lost. We avoided layoffs, preserved services, and took meaningful steps to address all these deficits. We achieved all of this with no layoffs, increased accountability, and increasing and improving upon our services. When it comes to capital investment, this building was stuck doing business as usual when it came to investing in our community, adhering to outdated policies and the myth that we couldn't spend more money. So we developed a creative and aggressive way to move our city forward. We made an historic investment in Buffalo's future. We delivered the largest capital budget in this city's history through the $110 million 2025 capital budget, investing in streets, parks, community centers, public schools, and cultural institutions throughout this city. We followed that with a $95 million 2026 capital budget, ensuring that long overdue infrastructure improvements were not a one-time fix, but part of a multi-year sustained commitment to reinvest in our city. This $200 million capital investment will result in more than $1 billion in direct economic benefit to our city. Together, these budgets represent a deliberate shift away from decades of deferred investment and maintenance toward a long-term planning and accountability. And if we continue to work with our partners at the Buffalo Public Schools, leverage other grants and partnerships to minimize long-term borrowing, we can continue to invest at historic levels. When it comes to housing and neighborhood initiatives, we invested directly in Buffalo's neighborhoods. We worked with our partners at the county to re-engineer a city-county infill housing program, dropping the cost of each of those homes by more than $150,000 each, as we brought new homes to vacant lots, stabilized blocks, and expanded opportunities for families to build wealth, in particular in neighborhoods in this city that have historically been overlooked. We also advanced the Legacy City's neighborhood development strategy, returning vacant lots and land to productive use and strengthening communities across this city. When it comes to public safety and community well-being, public safety was a core of our administration, and the results speak for themselves. During my time as mayor, Buffalo has experienced some of its lowest crime levels in more than four decades, including historic reductions in violent crimes. Those outcomes did not happen by chance. They were the result of intentional investment, strong leadership, and a focus on presence, prevention, and accountability. We launched the Foot Patrol Integration Unit, expanding community-based policing, and putting officers back in our neighborhoods, strengthening relationships with residents, increasing visibility, and building trust block by block. We also invested in the leadership of the Buffalo Police Department, appointing Commissioner Alfonso Wright alongside with Deputy Commissioners Patrick Overdorf and Joseph Fahey, and made clear that accountability, professionalism, and community engagement would be central to how we keep Buffalo safe. We established the Office of Gun Violence Prevention to focus on prevention, intervention, and community partnerships, and strengthen preparedness through the Office of Emergency Management and Resiliency to ensure the city was ready to respond to emergencies no matter where they occurred. Together, these efforts helped make Buffalo a safer city, reducing homicides by 29% from last year and 51% from the five-year average, reducing automobile thefts by 26% from last year despite an increase nationally, and robbery, larceny, property crimes all down at least 10%. We did this while reinforcing the idea that public safety is strongest when it is rooted in trust, prevention, and partnership with our community. We also invested in our neighborhoods and stabilized small businesses. With support from my colleagues on the Buffalo Common Council, we implemented a new homestead plan, streamlining the process for those who would like to purchase city property and return it to productive use. We developed a downtown action strategy, which provides a roadmap to recovery for a struggling downtown core. We finalized a new Broadway market lease, providing long-term stewardship, management, and a plan for Buffalo's historic market. And we've begun to hold residential and commercial landlords accountable for their actions. We've begun abandonment proceedings on the Buffalo Grand Hotel, approved eminent domain proceedings for 110 South Park in the Cobblestone District and Elmwood Heights, have begun discussions and proceedings to retain the ownership of 2 Templeton Terrace, and have taken ownership of 2 St. Louis Place, which is a property which has been a thorn in the side of its neighbors for years. We've also completed negotiations and secured an agreement on our new Public Works campus after a decade of discussions. All in all, we have strengthened city government. Inside of City Hall, we focused on making government work better. We strengthened city operations through tighter spending controls, vacancy management, and the creation of the Office of Innovation. with the goal of delivering services more efficiently, transparently, and responsibly. But none of this work happens alone. First of all, it takes partnership. And I want to thank my partners at the county, the state, and the federal level, along with our residents here in the city of Buffalo. By working together, we've seen tremendous successes over the course of the past 14 months, and it's that partnership that lays a foundation for future successes as we move forward. I want to thank the men and women of our workforce, the men and women who get up each and every day, go to work to keep Buffalo running. It has been an absolute honor to work alongside of you. I want to thank our department heads, our commissioners, my colleagues on the Buffalo Common Council for their collaboration, and community leaders, and so many others who stepped up to move Buffalo forward. And finally, I want to, and I have to thank my team here on the second floor. Sorry. Deputy Mayor Brian Gould, Peggy Shea, Nick Heidinger, Rachel Reed, Jeremiah Horgan, Mike Marcy, Max Medwin, Haley Whitney, Mike Reed, Hannah May, Carolyn Manny, Lynette Bulware, and DeQuinn Saunders, all of you. Although occasionally ill-timed with a middle-of-the-night call or text from the deputy mayor, your passion for this work, your dedication to improving the lives of Buffalonians, and the commitment to your city has been inspiring to me. I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. I am eternally grateful to you, and I love each and every one of you. As I prepare to leave office and return to the Common Council, I do so knowing that Buffalo is in a stronger position than it was last October. The next administration will inherit a city with clearer, stabilized finances, a safer city, a more accountable government, record investment at their fingertips, and tools at their disposal to continue that investment, a plan for downtown and our neighborhoods, and transparent processes to improve communication to our residents. All in all, a clear path forward for our city. Serving as your mayor has been an incredible privilege. It has been an absolute honor. I am proud of the work we've accomplished together. I am grateful for the trust that you've placed in me and very confident in Buffalo's future as long as we continue to work together in that manner. I thank all of you. God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
Mayor, you talked about your accomplishments in office over the last 14 months. How would you best describe your tenure as acting mayor of Buffalo in those 14 months and kind of just, is there any way that you can encapsulate everything that you've accomplished in one word, one phrase, one whatever?
Chaotic. Yeah. This job, this level, this floor here at City Hall, and everyone can attest to it that works here, it's constant. It's 24 hours a day. It's nonstop. But the fact that we arrived last October, we're faced with some tremendous challenges, both internally and externally, while running a campaign. That's not your typical timeline, right? You usually land in an office like this, have your first 90, 100 days to get up and running. But in the midst of that, we were running a campaign. So it was chaotic is the first word that comes to mind. But the next one right behind that is successful. I've said this in other interviews, but the work that my team has done in the last 14 months, I would put up against any 14-month stretch in the history of the city. And because of that, this city is safer. We are more sound footing financially. We communicate better with the public. There's more streamlined processes here. And I'm eternally grateful to the men and women that have worked here. And I've had the great pleasure of working with for the last 14 months.
What's that emotion when you're talking about the team that you've worked with and what you described as a chaotic time?
You know, I think a lot of times you'll have administrations, regardless of the level of government, where it's, you know, your colleagues, your coworkers, but this is a family here. There are people that I've known virtually my entire life for decades that we've had the opportunity to work together to benefit the city that we love. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And again, the fact that this operates more like a family than it does a place of business is probably what I'm most proud of.
When you were sworn in, you said your administration would leave no stone unturned. Do you think you accomplished that?
I do. I just wish we had more time to turn some more stones over. You know, obviously this was not the plan, planned on being here for a few more years, but I'm extremely proud of the work that was accomplished during this 14-month span. Like I said, we inherited some challenges. We chose to use them as opportunities for us to get better. I believe we've done that, and I think that we've set up the next administration for success.
Is there anything in particular with what you laid out that you can boldly say is that you're most proud of, or is it more so just the culmination?
I think it's the culmination of all of it, the totality of all that we've accomplished. But, you know, I've said this too, what I'm most proud about this administration is the way we conduct ourselves. You know, there are people out there in this line of work that don't carry themselves the way this administration does and the way this administration has. And for that, I'm most proud. But directly behind that, you know, it's like you mentioned, it's the culmination of all of it. Again, whether it's city finances, public safety, transparency, accountability, investment in our commercial corridors, our neighborhoods, and holding people accountable. Again, I'll put what the people in this building have done in the last 14 months up against any 14-month stretch.
How would you describe the condition of the city from where you got it, essentially? A lot of your accomplishments are fixing things that are broken here. How would you describe that compared to what you might have thought going
on? Yeah, you know, I've worked in this building since 2012 and prided myself on thinking I had a good idea of everything that's going on, and I did. But until you get down here on the second floor and get a chance to actually peek behind the curtain, you don't get a full picture of the operation, that's for sure. But, you know, there were things that we had to fix. There were challenges we had to face, both external timelines, internal things that we had to fix. But it wasn't just plain fix it. Well, we've pushed the city of Buffalo forward. You know, I can tell you that if you come into this building to do business with the city of Buffalo, it's easier now. And again, it's safer in this city. So these aren't things that we were just fixing. We were pushing the envelope simultaneously, and that's why I'm so proud of what everyone's accomplished.
Does it kind of bother you that you did these things, but then obviously you're not continuing here?
Probably a little bittersweet, but, you know, I'm a big boy, and elections are elections, and sometimes they don't go the way you want them to. But, you know, I am, like I said, I will stand by the work that this team has done since last October. And again, I'm not someone who typically likes to go out and pound their chest, but I will bang the drum on behalf of the team here, that's for sure.
Is there anything that you did in the mayor's office that will make you stronger, or will make a difference even more as you make your way back to the Buffalo County Council? Anything?
Oh, yeah, for sure. As I was just mentioning, you know, until you get down here and get a full peek behind the curtain, you know, I prided myself on, for example, the budget. I prided myself on knowing the budget inside and out. But until you get down here and see how things were operating, you don't have that full picture. And now returning to the council, I think that makes me a stronger public servant, a stronger councilman, knowing the inside and outs of the operation. And, you know, I think that I can lend that expertise now, that experience, to my colleagues on the council and make sure that we are cooperating and working with the new administration. You know, I've said this before I was on the council. I said this when I was on the council. I've said this at mayor, that I think that partnership and collaboration is the key to our success here in Buffalo. So looking forward to collaborating with my colleagues on the council and the new administration to continue to make sure that Buffalo reaches its full potential.
And just to clarify, double check.
I am not. We are having our internal discussions when it comes to leadership. I thought it could be detrimental to the city of Buffalo if I tried to pursue council president. You know, well, the question was brought up about politics, government, things like that. And in case there's any lingering animosity or anything out there, I thought it was wise for me to not be in those leadership negotiations, things like that. I think that the body can benefit from my experience for sure. And I will certainly lend that support to all my colleagues, in particular the leadership. But I thought it'd be wiser to take a half a step back with regard to leadership.
What should Buffalonians keep in mind going into 2026?
That I still believe, you know, 44-year resident of the city of Buffalo, a a member of city government since 2012. I've seen a lot in this city, both in the streets and in this building, and I truly believe that Buffalo's best days are still ahead of us. It's a matter of working together, addressing some challenges that we still face. But I think that if you look at the work that we've done over the last 14 months, the four-year plan we've put in place financially, if those types of things that are adhered to and we work together, that Buffalo's best days are straight ahead of them.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.